wanted to begin by asking you about is if you could talk to us about the wetlands, the new Obama EPA rule. This is something that you feel is positive. People might be surprised, you know, to hear this coming from this side of the aisle. So can you tell us, you know, what it is that makes you support this? You know, why is it that you feel this is positive?
Well, from our perspective, we're very concerned about protecting wetlands, and that's because wetlands perform these essential functions. They hold water, they release water, they filter water, and they do all this stuff for free. And on average, we lose 60, 70, 80,000 acres of wetlands a year. And what happens when we lose those services of those wetlands, we have to replace those services with infrastructure. You know, dams, levees, storm sewers, improvements to sewage treatment plants, and so forth. And that's a huge taxpayer burden. And it's not just that we have to pay for the cost of installing that stuff. We have to maintain it in perpetuity. Our children and our grandchildren, they'll be maintaining it in perpetuity. And so why would any fiscal conservative want to make that swap? Why would we want to allow people to pave over and fill wetlands at a greater rate and create more of that kind of a need for us to do these kind of things? And then the other side of the coin is property rights. You know, Farm Bureau and others are saying, oh, you know, protect your property rights from EPA coming in and looking over your shoulder at what you do on your property. If you live downstream of someone, you want to make sure that they're not filling in their wetlands and paving over wetlands and streams upstream of you, because what happens is then you get increased flooding on your property, or during dry times you get lower stream flows that prevent you from irrigating your crops. That's an imposition on your property rights. President Reagan called that destructive trespass of pollution. He understood the concept that if someone does something upstream that impacts your property, that's a trespass. And so we think people need to take the longer view and look at this from those kind of perspectives and understand that we need a fairly broad scope Clean Water Act to make sure that people don't impose on other people's property rights and make sure that we don't increase our infrastructure burden down the road.
Fantastic. I also wanted to ask, you know, if people would like more information, you know, where is the site you direct them to where they can learn more about your position?
Well, they certainly can go to our website, www.conservativestewards.org. And then I would really encourage people to go to EPA's site and actually read the rule for themselves. Don't listen to sort of the scare tactics that other people are throwing out there because they want people to rally against us. Just read it for yourself, and you'll see that this doesn't include, you know, regulating ditches and mud puddles and things like that. A lot of that is just effort to stir people up by people who are really not understanding what the original writers of the Clean Water Act really intended and what we need as a country today.
Fantastic. I thank you so much for your time. Take care.